Every day, the scenes in Ukraine are becoming more horrific. The Russians claim to be only targeting military sites, but tell that to a weeping mother whose bleeding 6-year-old daughter was carried into a hospital where she died shortly afterwards. I want to do something a little bit different today as we continue to sample the Psalms. We come to Psalm 72, and there's a verse in it that struck me. Listen to verse 14. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. Psalm 72 is a psalm of David, and he's praying that his son Solomon will be a righteous ruler. What does that look like? He would rescue the poor, defend their cause, deliver the children of the needy, crush the oppressor, and he would pity the weak because precious is their blood in his sight. Now, yes, this psalm is in the first place for Solomon, and it ultimately points us to our Lord Jesus Christ. But I think it's entirely appropriate to pray for the leaders right now in our world using Psalm 72. God is the one who puts them in place to be his agents of righteousness, defending the weak. And we see this in Ukraine's President Zelensky, who is on the ground where his people's blood is being spilled by a dictator who seems to be his polar opposite, the reclusive Vladimir Putin, who's holed up somewhere as he continues to command his military to slaughter innocent people. I want to encourage you to pray with me as I use the words of Psalm 72, that God will raise up righteous rulers in Russia who will stay the hand of the oppressor, and that God will encourage leaders in Ukraine who might even die defending the freedom of their people, and that God will grant wisdom to rulers throughout the world as they deliberate about this mess, and also for the pastors who are called to shepherd the flock of God in such a time as this. Please join me in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you, the only God who does marvelous deeds. And we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, your Son who came to earth and went to the cross and whose blood is precious in your sight because it secured for us an eternal salvation. And we come confessing our own sins to you, Holy God, as we watch the missiles strike Ukraine, recognizing that they are not worse sinners than we are here in our own nation. We come and we beg that you will give us leaders in this world who are known for their love of justice, who will seek to do what is righteous in a time of war and bloodshed. May they instead bring shalom to the people whom you've given them charge to, and the fruit of righteousness. Raise up leaders who will defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy. May they crush the oppressors. May they in their actions be to the people like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. And may the righteous who serve them and serve them well flourish and prosper under their rule. And we pray that you allow your under-shepherds to continue the work of ministry you've given them, that they may bring the life-giving gospel of grace to all of us in a dying world. We pray that you'll strengthen and equip these pastors and evangelists that they might be faithful even unto death, not fearing those who can kill the body but not the soul, that they may receive the crown of life. And if it has not yet happened, Father, we pray that world leaders may be converted to do your will. May they bow the knee and kiss your Son, who rules from sea to sea and to the ends of the earth. And may they present him gifts by the way in which they love their people. May they remember and imitate our Lord Jesus, who has promised to deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help, who takes pity on the weak and needy and saves the needy from death, who rescues them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. May they allow the people the freedom to pray and bless our Lord Jesus, and may his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun, so that all nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed. And Father, we pray that if they will not bow the knee, will you overrule the folly of these leaders' hearts, and even break them, Father, so that their wickedness will come to an end. We come to you confident because you are the God who raises up kings and brings them down, and are working out all things for the good of those who love you and are called according to your perfect purposes. And we close, Father, knowing that we live in a fallen world, and we will never see the peace we desire until the day our loving Lord returns. but we ask that you will have mercy right now on the people of Ukraine. See the blood of your saints being spilled and remember them, Lord. Have mercy. And may your name be hallowed, your kingdom come, and your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.